KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Teen tonight, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 44 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy may benefit U.S. agriculture, but more can be done in the region. Michael Clements shares more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation calls the Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy a good first step, with more action needed. Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says the strategy outlines a solid foundation for building relationships with the countries in the Indo-Pacific.
Well, the Indo-Pacific strategy is a new approach from the Biden administration, primarily meant to try and counter and compete with China. So it's trying to work closer with allies, other partner countries in the region to boost their security status, to enhance economic engagement, and put the U.S. on a better footing throughout the Indo-Pacific region.
Salmonson says the strategy seeks to form closer partnerships,
whether it's security-oriented, economic-oriented, and it's supposed to deal with things like making sure that supply chains continue uninterrupted, deal with labor, environmental issues, digital commerce, trade issues. So it's a way of approaching the U.S. economy and the economy of the region as they go forward, always keeping an eye on the actions of China in the region.
While the strategy has some potential benefits for agriculture, Salmonson says the U.S. is long overdue for a binding multilateral trade agreement with the Indo-Pacific.
What it doesn't include is a notion of having negotiations towards binding trade agreements. The administration has decided, at least so far, not to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that's something that Farm Bureau is strongly in favor of. And we want to see this develop so that we have binding commitment among nations and expand opportunities for U.S. agricultural exports.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. House Republicans failed Thursday to gather sufficient support for a constitutional amendment that could provide legislators with new oversight of the executive branch. The resolution, if passed by a two-thirds majority vote in both chambers and approved by a popular vote of Kansans, would add a new section to the state constitution, providing the legislature the authority to set and revoke new rules within state agencies housed in the executive branch. On Wednesday, the House gave the resolution preliminary approval by a simple majority, but the measure failed on Thursday with 80 in favor and 33 against. That's short of the 84 votes needed. On Wednesday, the Marion County Sheriff's Office announced the death of Sheriff Robert Kraft. He died of COVID-19 and now becomes one of several Kansas law enforcement officers to have died from the novel coronavirus over the last 2 years. Sedgwick, Newton, Gove, Sherman, and Allen counties are some of the other communities that have lost officers due to COVID-19. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Firefighters in suburban Kansas City, Kansas, called to put out a vehicle fire earlier this week, made a grisly discovery. A body in the car's trunk. Television station KSHB reports the discovery was made before dawn on Monday when Kickapoo Township firefighters responded to a car fire in rural northern Leavenworth County. The Leavenworth County Sheriff's Office says in a news release that once the fire was extinguished, firefighters found the body in the car's trunk. Investigators have not released the victim's name. Detectives are still investigating. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a double homicide in Kansas City, Kansas. Just before 1 a.m. this morning, police responded to an apartment at 2200 Birch Drive, where they found two juveniles dead of apparent gunshot wounds inside of a residence. That's according to a media release. Police released no suspect information or additional details at the time early this morning. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A recall effort that saw petition organizers sue the southeastern Nebraska village of Alvo to get the question before voters has ousted one village board member and retained another. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Robin LePage was unseated on a more than 2-1 vote on Tuesday. In a closer vote, board member Larry Langer kept his seat. Organizers who sought the recall collected enough signatures last year to force the vote, but the village board voted 5-0 in October not to move forward with the election. Organizers sued and a judge ordered the election to proceed, ruling that state election law isn't negotiable. Governor Pete Ricketts said Thursday that Nebraskans should be allowed to return to normal as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the state. Ricketts' comments came a day after local health officials eliminated a temporary mask mandate in Omaha. The 7-day rolling average of daily new cases in Nebraska continued to fall sharply over the past 2 weeks. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week and approved next year's district calendar with classes to begin August 16th, final day for classes May 23rd. The board toured the recently renovated Vocational Ag Building, which has been converted to an additional educational resource center for special ed. The $155,000 project includes three classrooms, a break area, and restrooms. Administrative contracts were extended for Jason Wheeler, elementary principal, Cole Fredrickson, assistant junior senior high principal, and Janine Debley, assistant special education coordinator. After a closed session, the contract for athletic director Doug Miniman was not renewed, affirming a board decision last year on a 5-2 vote. Travis Prawley and Liberty Price Hobley voted in opposition. Resignations were accepted for Mary Richardson, who's retiring, Gina Bartle, secretary, and Laura Butler, biology teacher. Several paraprofessional positions were approved for hire, as well as Nikki Hyman, director of special education, and Catherine Whitmore, special ed teacher at Valley Heights, and transfer of Tara Hager. Blue Rapids City Council Wednesday took up a discussion regarding the half-cent sales tax set to expire in 2023. A proposal from the Valley Heights School District had asked if the council would consider allowing extension of a tax in an effort to reduce property tax increases related to a potential consolidation of all grades at the Valley Heights Junior-Senior High location. Several comments were considered, but no final decisions were made until further information becomes available. The district, Blue Rapids, and Waterville officials are continuing a conversation as part of a site council committee, and the USD 498 school board may be discussing the matter further at their next board meeting, which is set for Monday evening. A second item for discussion was the position of rec director. After an audit, it was determined the district cannot contract the position, and Blue Rapids City Council consensus was to enter discussions with the city of Waterville to explore creating a joint rec director position. Several hundred Northern Riley County residents met with county commissioners at a special meeting in Leonardville last Thursday, expressing the need for stepped-up local ambulance service. EMS currently serves all of Riley County from four facilities in Manhattan, and concerns were expressed with excessive wait times for calls. Riley County USD 378 and Blue Valley District 384 schools highlighted the hundreds of students in their districts, as well as additional thousands of parents and fans of various events, all impacted when ambulance services are required. A number of other residents shared concerns and personal accounts of issues. Riley County EMS Director David Adams proposed placing two new employees at the Leonardville Fire Station, providing an ambulance as well as cardiac monitor and CPR device. Employees would work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to respond to calls from Northern Riley County residents. County commissioners indicated they had been discussing this topic, and they plan to talk more about what they heard from the community members further. An injury accident was reported in Marysville February 2nd. Kayla Kling and Kevin Parker, both of Marysville, collided at the 12th and May Street intersection, resulting in the Kling vehicle striking the corner of a residence at 1111 May. Kayla Kling was transported to CMH, where she was treated and released for injuries. The Marshall County Fair Association is seeking a theme for this summer's event, with suggestions due by February 21st. Contact any fair board member or board president Bob Lindquist at Blue Rapids. The Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed for President's Day Monday, February 21st, reopening Tuesday, the 22nd. Vernon Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Parish Hall in Hanover. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Neiman. Virginia L. Griffey, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 9. Family will greet friends Sunday, 3 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Virginia Griffey. Linda M. Schultz, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday at 2:30 from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Mass will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home's Facebook page, Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 6:30 until 8, with a rosary at 8 at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Linda Schultz. Constance P. Snyder, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies clearing up and temperatures continuing to rise throughout the day today. Conditions will now stay extremely dry throughout the region for the next few days. And temperatures will stay very mild. Temperatures will be above average throughout many areas. Typically for February 18th, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s to lower 50s throughout Missouri. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid 30s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. Winds will be fairly gusty out of the southwest between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 40. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 46. Record high on this date, 75. The average low, 23, and the record low, 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:15. Sunset this evening at 6:07.
From paper or plastic to creamy or crunchy, life is full of choices. All about the choice we're faced with on Laundry Day. That is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 18th, the 49th day of 2022. John Travolta turned 68, and Mark Twain published The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn on this day in 1885. Liquid or powder? That's a choice you're faced with when buying laundry detergent. But is one better than the other? Our research indicates the answer is it depends. Some evidence shows that liquid detergents are more effective on greasy, oily stains, while powdered forms are better on clay, mud, and ground-in dirt. Personal preference is the key, but here's an additional factor to think about. The container it comes in. Consider which is more readily recycled in your community. Plastic bottles or pressed paperboard? That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Make plans to attend the annual Liberty American Legion Shrimp Feed, which is back this year Saturday, February 19th, serving 5 until 8 p.m. Dine in with the bars available. You can carry out, or they will have drive-through available as well. All you can eat, shrimp, beef fries, and ham with homemade scallop potatoes and coleslaw. $18 advance tickets are available. Call Todd Bowie at 402-696-4572. $20 tickets at the door. February 19th, 5 until 8, at the Liberty American Legion.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Hot shooting Cincinnati rode a fast start to an 85-76 victory over visiting Wichita State Thursday evening at Fifth Third Arena. Ricky Council IV led a group of four double-figure scorers with 14 points for WSU, who falls to 13-10 overall, 4-7 in the American. The Bearcats shot 55.2% for the game, a season high for a WSU opponent, and knocked down 11 of 19 threes. The Shockers are back home on Sunday against number 14 Houston for a noon tip-off, and that'll be broadcast on ESPN.
There are just 3 weeks left in the chase for the regular season Big 12 title, and not surprisingly, Kansas and Baylor are at the top of the heap. They will meet again February 27th in a massive game in Waco, but in the meantime, every step they take on the floor will be crucial. The sixth-ranked Jayhawks head to West Virginia on Saturday, while the seventh-ranked Bears get a visit from TCU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas State, who's 14-11 overall, 6-7 in the Big 12, begins a two-game road trip this Saturday as the Wildcats travel to Stillwater, Oklahoma to take on Oklahoma State, who's 12-13 overall, 5-8 in the Big 12. For a 1 o'clock tip, it'll be broadcast on ESPNU. K-State won their first meeting in dramatic fashion as sophomore Nigel Pack hit the game-winning three-pointer with 2.2 seconds left for a 71-68 win at home on February 2nd. Once again, game time, 1 o'clock, it'll be on ESPNU. On Thursday morning, Kansas State University women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty announced on Twitter his wife Shanna has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Mitty said the family has spent the past month meeting with her medical team and a treatment plan is in place. The medical team and family are confident Shanna's case is treatable and beatable. The family said they decided to wait to announce the diagnosis until they were able to meet with the family, their team, and staff to discuss what the future holds. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball, Marysville girls fell to Centralia 59-37, while the Marysville boys topped Centralia 64-45. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville back in league play hosting Chapman. Games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights is at Onega. Frankfort tips off at Washington County. Axtell travels to Blue Valley. Hanover entertains Troy. Lynn is at Donovan West. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde. Diller O'Dell's host Parkview Christian. Marysville High freshman wrestler Ella Johnson advances to the girls' state competition after winning the 138-pound weight class in the 1-4A Baldwin Regional Tournament last weekend. Marysville boys wrestlers at the Hillsboro Regional this weekend.
Growing citrus plants indoors can be a rewarding experience, but scale insects can stress your plants and ruin your enjoyment. Fortunately, there are some organic control options. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Persistence is an essential part of managing scale on any indoor plant. You'll need to make multiple treatments over time to manage this pest. Carefully scrape the hard scales off the plant with an old toothbrush or your thumbnail, then spray the plant with insecticidal soap. Or use horticulture oils like Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, considered organic and labeled for use on indoor plants and citrus. The fine oil suffocates the hard-shelled adults as well as immature scale insects. Protect nearby furnishings when treating plants with any insecticide. And as always, read and follow label directions even when using organic and natural products. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KYOO in Bolivar, Missouri. Just up the road in Stockton, town residents once prepared to defend their city from raiders sweeping in to harm life and property. The story of their courageous stand is this edition of the American Countryside. It's brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1863, Confederate Colonel Joseph Shelby led a raid from Arkansas into Missouri. His goal was to skirmish with Union troops, ransack towns, and generally boost the Southern cause while keeping Union troops occupied in Missouri so they couldn't attack Confederate troops elsewhere.
Shelby's raiders, the Confederates were coming through, and the people that lived in Stockton got word that they were coming.
Randy Hayward is a resident of Stockton, Missouri, a town that began to prepare to repel the colonel's raid.
So they tried to reinforce their reinforcements that they didn't have and held up in the courthouse. They took all the records and hid them.
Stockton was the county seat, but there were no Union troops in the area.
It was all just the local citizens. Several of the Confederate troops were shot and killed. It was just the local people trying to defend their home turf.
Of course, local citizens wanted to protect their lives and property, but it seems the big concern on their mind were items at the courthouse. Remember, this was a fledgling county with relatively few residents.
They decided in case they did make it to Stockton, they wanted their records for the county secured.
And when Randy says secured, that meant taking those records to a new location, a location known to only one person.
So they put them in a cave. And the way I understand it, there was only one guy that actually took the final papers to the cave. So they wanted to make sure that guy stayed alive so they could retrieve the records later on.
Shelby's troops traveled as far as central Missouri before being pushed back at Marshall. But when they came to this place, they met their match. And the town not only saved their lives and property, but the courthouse records too. Traveling the countryside in Stockton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a sale of a large collection of guns, toys, coins, belt buckles, and other miscellaneous for Jerry Rice and others this Sunday, February 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last. They will have some coins. Toys will include a number of John Deere tractors, Hurdle, special edition, collector's edition models. Among the belt buckles, they have a variety of collectibles and series. In the guns and ammo, they have shotguns, rifles, pistols, a large assortment of ammo, plus a new compound bow, and a two-hole aluminum dog box. This public auction for Jerry Rice and others, conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service this Sunday, begins at 10 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. Again, coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last with over 75 guns plus ammo. For additional details, go online to kansasauctions.net. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Before you ride a horse, you have to get on it, and that's not always easy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is a lot easier with a horse that's taught how to mount and dismount as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living That Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As a kid and learning how to ride a horse, we were always told to mount on the left side. My first pony was Coco, and she usually started lumbering off before I was ready. Trainer Frank Bell is known as the Horse Whisperer. He says you're vulnerable when mounting a horse, so it's important that you have control. Bell's method for teaching the horse to stand still is called the one rein stop.
When you pull their head to the side, it means stop. And once you've got that well established, then when you go to mount, you have a little bit of mane and rein on the left side. If you're mounting on that side, then you tilt the head just a little bit. And so that says that the horse stands still. When you're mounting and dismounting, in any situation, you want to have that head tilted a little bit into you. You want to have direct contact of the rein to the horse's mouth.
If the horse hasn't been ridden before, it has to slowly get the feel for what's coming.
I just put a little weight in the stirrup with my hand, get them used to that, and then it'll go to my foot, get them used to that. And then I get on about halfway, you know, just get up where I'm leaning over, where my center of gravity is over the middle so they don't feel such a twist in the girth area. If they can handle all that just fine and stand still, then, you know, I'll swing a leg on and stay on for a few seconds and then get off so the horse knows that when I get on, it's not going to be forever.
Use mounting blocks, a fence, or something like that to get up in the saddle. It's easier for the rider and is less stressful on the horse's body. Bell also advises teaching the horse to mount on both sides. There may be a situation where you can only get on or off on the right. Should you become caught in the stirrup and the horse takes off dragging you, Bell says to roll toward the horse onto your belly and your foot will come out. Find more horse training tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden.
No. am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Doing a better job of telling the public about farming. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. They say good things come in threes. That certainly applies to Trident, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention from Verdesian Life Sciences. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, making more nitrogen available to the plant. And with fertilizer costs so high these days, better nitrogen use efficiency means more to your bottom line. Talk to your local ag retailer today to learn more about Trident. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. You met Doug Kiesling in yesterday's show. The fifth-generation farmer from Chase, Kansas, takes a very business-like approach to farming. And part of that is understanding the value of public relations. Kiesling is all for advocating for agriculture.
Agriculture has always been the quiet giant out there. We do what's right, we keep our mouth shut, and we just do it. And we have not done a good job of telling our story.
From Kiesling's perspective, the closer farmers are to consumers, the better.
We probably align with the consumer a lot more than we realize. And the consumer wants to hear from us because they want to see this. There are examples of hamburger joints out there posting pictures of farmers where they source their tomatoes and lettuce and hamburger and even the wheat for their buns and other things. I've seen things as I've walked in, and I've enjoyed looking at the photos and seeing the stories of how that comes. Consumers tend to buy from those type things.
Kiesling says society wants to get the earth back in better shape, and agriculture can be part of the solution. He's doing his part with cover crops, better nutrient management, and more. Kiesling appeared in a recent episode of the National Sorghum Producers Smart Talk podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Board has held a recent webinar on the state of the U.S. pork industry overall. And Dr. Steve Meyer from the Partners for Production Agriculture was one of the panelists and said that demand is going to be a key factor for success going into the 2022 year.
Demand was the key in 21 and will be the key this year. Domestic consumer level demand and export demand are what drive wholesale pork demand. You can enhance either or both of those and help our demand situation dramatically. Export demand is driven by consumer demand in those importing countries and pork supplies in other exporting countries. And that's one of the things that we're never sure about, or in those importing countries as well, in the case of China. Wholesale demand drives hog demand subject to relative prices, i.e. margins, other costs and operational capacity, and then any non-capacity constraints that might be out there.
He goes on to say that he expects domestic pork demand to be strong again for 2022, but there is one factor to keep an eye on for the year.
Well, I think it's going to be good. I've had my doubts about wholesale and hog demand in the fourth quarter, which were kind of leaning back toward pre-21 levels, but they have really rebounded very well in the last few weeks, and I think we're going to be good. Now, my concerns are, number one, inflation. Our prices being higher is not a real problem as long as we get the product sold. But when we have general inflation, then the cost of everything else goes up, and that leaves less money in consumers' pockets, and that could be an issue. Government payments last year and the year before were quite positive for incomes, and that's positive for demand. Will Congress renew those? Will there be any more government payments? We don't know. And I'm not taking side one or way or the other. I'm just telling you that it is a factor in incomes, and incomes impact demand.
Finally, he goes on to talk about the pork price forecast for the year as well.
You can see our forecast up in the 90s, bumping 100. We're well below where the futures are right now, and they're very optimistic. I think what that spells is pricing opportunities for producers. There's a lot of folks that think that they will still go higher.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today. All with Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Robert Califf is one step closer to a second tenure as head of the Food and Drug Administration after the Senate voted 49-45 last night to advance the nomination. Califf served as FDA commissioner during the last year of the Obama administration. He was confirmed then by a vote of 89-4. This time around, he faced opposition from some senators, mostly Democrats, because of his ties to Big Pharma. And some Republicans turned against him over FDA's decision to ease access to abortion pills. FDA regulates 80% of the U.S. food supply, everything from meat, poultry, and even some egg products. U.S. negotiators continue to meet with their Chinese counterparts to try to get China to fulfill pledges it made under the Phase One trade deal, but it's been tough. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai told the U.S. Grains Council at its annual meeting this week. She said that China's purchases have not fully met the level committed under the agreement, also stressed that they are difficult discussions. She noted that free trade agreements are one of the most well-known tools in the USTR toolbox, but did not directly address the possibility of negotiating any new trade pacts. Still, she did stress that she knows the U.S. ag sector is hungry for new markets and promised bilateral, multilateral, and regional engagement on behalf of farmers. The National Ag Statistics Service extending the deadline until March 7th for ag producers to respond to the National Ag Classification Survey. That will help NAS build a survey recipient list for the 2022 Census of Agriculture. The survey was mailed to more than a million households in December, and NAS said response is required under federal law by all who receive it, even if they're not a farmer or rancher. The original deadline was January 24th. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Livestock farmers ever raised their animals in the days before electricity. The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs or my barn where we have the calves or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum? All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market wrapping up here in just a little bit. And we do not have markets on Monday due to the President's Day, so we'll have a three-day weekend. We'll see how the markets close here in just a bit. The grain market has been slowly creeping further into the green as the day has gone along here, so we'll see how they close in just a little bit. March corn has moved further up right now, sitting 7.5 cents higher at 657.5. in city wheat for March in the green by 24 and a half cents right now at 847 and a quarter. In the bean market, March beans were up 9 cents at 1601 and a quarter. We had the meal. They have slid down in the green, red just slightly with March beans or March meal down 10 cents at 449 and 10 cents. The soybean oil for March is still in the green up 80 cents at 67.61. In the cotton market, things a little bit higher here. They've been pretty stagnant. Not a lot of movement lately with March cotton up $1.37 at 123.30. The canola is in the green by $7.40 at 10.16.20. And the oats for March are moving further into the red, unfortunately, sitting down right now 22 cents at 6.93 even. Over in the livestock market, things are kind of mixed on the board right now. Live cattle, feeder cattle down. Lean hogs are in the green. Live cattle for February, really unchanged. They've kind of balanced themselves out, sitting at 143.40. The April is down by 65 cents at 146.12. In the feeder cattle, March down 92 cents at 165.27. And the lean hogs for April are in the green by 85 cents right now, sitting at 108.42. So kind of mixed, but mostly lower in the livestock market today. U.S. dollar index, they're seeing a little bit of green, rebounding from the losses they've seen over the last day or so, with March index up 26 cents at 96.06. We have the 30-year bonds up by a point right now at 153, and 10-year notes for March in the green just slightly, sitting at 126 as well. Stock market going through the day, they're still mostly lower, with the Dow Jones down 284 points, the S&P down by 44, the NASDAQ in the red by 223. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
National FFA Week is February 19th through the 26th, and FFA students from across the country will be sharing their stories. I'm the National FFA Secretary, Jackson Sylvester, from the state of Delaware. National FFA Week is a time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on members every day. And because FFA and agriculture education prepare students for careers, leadership, and the ability to face what the future holds, that impact is profound. Share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from Landall Company, St. Gordon & Associates, Bruce's Body Shop, Truck Repair Plus, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, G&R Pold Herford's, and Can Equip.
I'm Jody Borgening. I'm a senior at Marysville High School, and I'm the FFA president. I have learned a lot about public speaking, and I've learned job interview skills in FFA. It's been really important for me to learn stuff like that so that I can be successful outside of high school and in college, and then also in the real world when I'm eventually out of college. And I've also learned some stuff about communication, reading my email and communicating with different age groups and stuff like that, and also people from businesses and teachers from other schools. It's a very rewarding feeling. I'm really glad that I can help better my community and my school in FFA, and I really hope that I can continue doing that outside of high school and outside of FFA. I'm going to graduate in May, and I'm excited to go to college and meet new people that have similar interests as mine, and I'm going to Oklahoma State, so I'm going to be pretty far away from Marysville, so I'm going to have a lot of room to meet new people that I've never known before.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from Landall Company, St. Gordon & Associates, Bruce's Body Shop, Truck Repair Plus, Blue River Veterinary Clinic, G&R Pold Herford's, and Can Equip.
the red ribbon polka with my sweetheart that I love so.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.